听力课堂，听 class.com。
Forthright.
Mr. Boyle is very forthright in expressing his opinions.
Yes, but he always remains polite when he is doing so. Fortify.
I'm feeling a bit run down.
Here, fortify yourself with these vitamins. Fortress.
The soldiers were held captive in the fortress.
Have they been released yet? Forum.
The conference gave us a forum to express our opinions.
I hope that you had a productive gathering. Fossil.
Look, I found a fossil on this rock.
Wow, I wonder how old it is. Foster.
My parents have decided to foster a child.
How do you feel about that? Foul.
Quit that foul play.
Oh, teacher, we were only having fun. Fracture.
Ooh, I think that I've broken my leg.
It can't be broken. It must be a fracture. Fragile.
Be careful. The boxes are very fragile.
I'll handle them with care. Don't worry. Fragrance.
Are you wearing a new fragrance?
Yes, it was a present for my birthday. Frail.
My elderly neighbor is very frail these days.
Do you offer him some help? Frantic.
Where were you? I was almost frantic with worry.
Sorry, I was just looking in the shop window. Fraternity.
Are you a member of any fraternities on campus?
No, I don't agree with them. Fraud.
Why was Peter imprisoned?
He committed an act of fraud. Freelance.
Who is your boss?
Oh, I'm a freelance journalist, so I don't have one. Frenzy.
She got herself into a frenzy.
Why? What happened that worried her? Fret.
Don't fret. I'm not going to be late this time.
You say that every time. Friction.
There seems to be some friction between Anna and Nick.
Yeah, I think they had an argument earlier. Fugitive.
I am running from the law.
Ooh, how exciting. A fugitive. Fumble.
Why are you fumbling in your purse?
Oh, I think I forgot my keys. Fume.
There's a strong smell in here.
Oh, that will be the fumes from the gas cooker. Fungus.
What type of vegetable are mushrooms?
Well, they are officially a fungus. Furious.
Your mom will be furious if you arrive home late again.
Don't worry, she's always in a bad mood. Fury.
He was filled with fury when he saw the broken window.
I don't blame him. Fuse.
The kettle is not working.
Oh, it must have blown a fuse. Fusion.
His ideas are a fusion of all his previous experience.
Well, aren't everyone's? Futile.
I tried to cross the river in yet another futile attempt.
Don't give up. Try again.
G. Galaxy.
How many stars do you think are in our galaxy?
Far too many to count. Gale.
I heard that there is a strong gale forecast.
Thanks for the warning. I was planning to go sailing. Gallant.
He rode his horse like a gallant warrior in the race.
It must have been an interesting race. Gallop.
I don't like riding fast on my horse.
Oh, I love to gallop. Gamble.
Have you ever gambled?
No, I want to save my money. Gangster.
What type of film are you watching?
It is a gangster film, set in the Wild West. Garment.
I have to wash my clothes.
Yes, my garments are looking a bit grubby also. Garrison.
The 4th Garrison is marching in the town today.
Is there a special occasion? Gash.
That is a nasty gash in your knee.
Yeah, I fell down a flight of stairs. Gasp.
What happened? I heard you gasping.
I just got frightened by a noise outside. Gauge.
How far is it to the capital from here?
I'm not too sure. I've always been bad at gauging distances. Gender.
Is Sam a male or female name?
It can be used for either gender. Generalize.
What are English people like?
I don't think it is right to generalize. There are many different types of English people. Genetic.
My cousin suffers from a rare genetic disease.
Does that mean you have it also? Genre.
What is your favorite genre of fiction?
I generally like science fiction. Geology.
What are you studying in university?
Geology, and I focus on rock formations. Gigantic.
Wow, did you see that gigantic wave?
Yeah, the sea is just perfect for surfing. Giggle.
Girls, please stop giggling.
Sorry, but we just found the joke funny. Ginger.
May I have a ginger tea, please?
Sorry, we have no ginger, but would you like mint instead? Glacier.
Do you know how this lake was formed?
Yes, by a glacier, millions of years ago. Glamour.
The occasion was full of glamour and wealth.
Sounds exciting. Tell me more. Glands.
Doctor, I think I have the flu.
Are your glands swollen? Glaze.
He didn't even notice me at the party.
Don't worry. He just glazed over me also.
Gleam.
You are gleaming with happiness. What happened?
My wife just gave birth.
Glide.
You dance like you are gliding across the dance floor.
Thanks. Here's a practice. Glisten.
Did you just clean the windows? They are glistening.
Yes, but it took me hours. Glitter.
Look, the water is glittering under the moonlight.
Isn't it beautiful? Gloomed.
Tony is always full of gloom.
Yeah, I think that he is suffering from depression. Gloomy.
The room was dark and gloomy.
Sounds scary. Were you frightened?
Gorgeous.
Wow, look at him. He's gorgeous.
Oh, I don't find him particularly attractive.
Gorilla.
I went to study gorillas in Africa.
The nearest I got to a gorilla was at the zoo. Gospel.
Why are you reading the gospel?
Just curious. Gossip.
Did you hear that Mrs. Smith has three legs?
Oh, don't believe that silly gossip. Gown.
Do you have a gown for the ball?
No, but I do have a formal evening dress. Gracious.
Ellen is always so gracious and elegant.
I think her height also helps. Graft.
After the accident, I had to have a skin graft on my leg.
Ouch, that sounds almost more painful than the accident. Grandeur.
I am always impressed by the grandeur of the town hall.
Yes, it is a beautiful building. Granite.
What type of stone is the building made from?
Granite, I think. Graphic.
Did you enjoy the film you just watched?
Not really. It was too graphic and violent for my tastes. Gravel.
Your knee is bleeding.
Oh, it is not serious. I just tripped on the gravel in front of the house. Gravy.
Would you like gravy with your dinner?
No, thanks. I'd prefer it plain. Graze.
What happened to your elbow?
Oh, I just grazed it when I fell off my bicycle. Grease.
Can I help you bake the cake?
Well, you could grease the baking tin for me. Greed.
Do you think greed and wealth are related to each other?
What do you think? Grief.
I'm sorry about the news of your husband's death.
So am I. The grief is unbearable. Grieve.
I'm still grieving the loss of my father.
May I ask how long it is since he passed away? Grill.
How should I cook these sausages?
It would be best to grill them. Grim.
Did you see the news this evening?
Yes, but it was nothing but more grim news. Grin.
Why do you have such a big grin on your face?
I just won first prize in the competition. Groan.
I don't want to do my homework now.
Oh, stop groaning and just do it. Groom.
Are you finished in the bathroom yet?
No, I'm still grooming myself. Groove.
Where is that insect hiding?
In the groove in the wall. Grope.
I had to grope around in the dark to find my slippers.
Why didn't you turn on the light? Grotesque.
The monster in the picture is grotesque.
Well, have you ever seen a pretty monster? Grove.
Where do you get those apples?
I picked them in the grove this morning. Growl.
The dog was growling all night.
I couldn't sleep either. He kept me awake. Grudge.
I'm sorry for what I said to you the other day.
Apology accepted. I won't hold a grudge. Grumble.
Why are you grumbling?
I'm hungry but missed my dinner. Grunt.
He let out a loud grunt when he entered the room.
Yes, I heard him too, and he certainly did not seem happy. Guardian.
My parents died when I was a child.
That is terrible. Did you have a guardian? Gorilla.
I heard that the guerrilla warfare is getting more serious.
Yes, it is certainly dangerous out there. Guild.
Where did you learn your craft?
I was a member of a guild and learned it there. Gulp.
Please don't gulp your tea.
But I'm so thirsty. Gush.
There was a great gush of water, and I was nearly washed away in the river.
Gosh, how did you save yourself? Gust.
There is going to be some severe gusts tonight.
I believe you. Even today it was very windy. Gut.
It is my dream to sail single-handedly around the world.
Gosh, you've got guts. Gutter.
What is that noise in the gutter?
Oh, some birds are building their nests up there.
H. Habitat.
I think we have an obligation to protect our natural habitat.
I agree. That is why I promote recycling. Hack.
How did he get your personal details?
He hacked into my computer and stole them. Hail.
Is it snowing?
No, I think it is hail. Hamburger.
Would you like to have a hamburger?
No, thanks. I'm a vegetarian. Hamper.
I won a hamper in the raffle.
Well done. Can I have a share of your winnings? Handbook.
Do you know when our summer holidays are from university?
I'm not sure of the dates, but if you look in the handbook, they are printed on the second page. Handicap.
Your injury must have been a severe handicap.
At the time it was, but now I have adapted. Harassment.
There was a case of harassment in my workplace.
Sounds serious. What was the outcome? Hardy.
Will I be able to leave these plants outdoors during the winter?
Yes. They are hardy and will survive the cold weather. Harp.
Do you play any musical instruments?
Yes, I play the harp. Hasty.
That was a hasty retreat he made from the room.
I don't think that he wanted to be here. Hatch.
Have the chicks hatched yet?
No, perhaps they will in a couple more days. Haul.
I had to haul the coal indoor every day during the winter when I was a child.
Oh, you poor thing. What a hard life. Haunt.
I heard that your house is haunted. How scary.
I'm not afraid of ghosts. Haven.
The countryside offers me a welcome haven from city life.
Yes, it is necessary to get some clean and fresh air every once in a while. Havoc.
There was havoc in the country when news of the war broke out.
I am not surprised. Hawk.
That is a very large bird in the sky.
I think it is a type of hawk. Haze.
Did you enjoy your drive?
Not really. There was haze, and I could not see much out of the window. Hearth.
Let's sit around the hearth tonight and tell stories.
Great idea. I'll light the fire. Hectare.
I just bought 100 hectares of land.
That is a lot of land. What are you going to do with it? Heighten.
The policewoman's talk heightened my awareness of the dangers in the city.
Yes, she gave an informed speech. Heir.
I am the sole heir to my father's wealth.
Lucky you. It is a shame that your father is not very wealthy. Helmet.
Why are you wearing that helmet?
I am pretending to be a firefighter.
Hem.
Excuse me, but the hem on your skirt is showing.
Oh, thanks. I meant to sew it up this morning.
Hemisphere.
Have you been to the Southern Hemisphere?
No, I have never even traveled outside of Europe. Henceforth.
Henceforth, I promise to work much harder.
You promise that every year. Herald.
The trumpet blast heralded the news of the king's arrival.
And did the crowds gather after hearing it? Herb.
This meal is very tasty.
Oh, that must be the herbs that I put into it. Hereditary.
Do you agree that the position of the king should be hereditary?
Well, I am not really a supporter of the monarchy, so no. Heritage.
The castle is an important site of our national heritage.
Then why is it in ruin? Hermit.
I have not seen you for days.
I decided to become a hermit. Heroine.
The heroine of this play, I think, has the strongest role.
And the actress did a wonderful job performing it. Hideous.
My new hairstyle is hideous.
No, it is not. It is just a bit different, that's all. Hierarchy.
I dislike the hierarchy in my workplace.
Yes, I agree. It is competitive and unfair. Hijack.
Did you hear that the plane was hijacked by terrorists?
Gosh, was anyone injured? Hike.
I'm going for a 2-day hike over the weekend.
I'd love to join you if the weather is good. Hinder.
May I help you in the kitchen, Dad?
No, you'll hinder me, and I'll be quicker by myself. Hinge.
The door hinges are making a lot of noise.
Oh, could you oil them for me, please? Hiss.
What is that noise in the grass?
I think it is a snake hissing. Be careful. Historian.
I want to be a famous historian when I grow up.
What aspect of history do you want to focus on? Hitch.
May I hitch a ride?
Sure, hop in. Where do you want to go? Hitherto.
I just discovered a piece of information, hitherto unknown.
Excellent. I hope it will help us solve the case. Hoard.
I think there is going to be a food shortage.
Don't worry, I have a hoard in a secret location. Horse.
I'm a horse. I can't speak.
How did you lose your voice? Hockey.
I'm going to play a game of hockey this afternoon. Want to join in?
I won't play, but I'll watch. Hoe.
Have you seen the hoe?
Not since the last time you were gardening. Hoist.
They hoisted a flag in honor of our victory.
Indeed, what an honor, but you deserved it. Holder.
Stop. What is that under your coat?
My gun and its holder. Homage.
I've come to pay homage to you.
Why? I did nothing special. Homogeneous.
There are not very many nationalities represented in my country.
Yes, I agree. It is far too homogeneous. Hood.
Put up your hood. It is raining.
I don't have one, but I do have an umbrella. Hoof.
There are hoof prints in the garden.
Oh, I went horse riding in the morning. Hop.
Shall we take a taxi?
No, let's just hop on a bus. It is only a short journey. Horrify.
I was horrified by the tragic events.
Me too. They were shocking. Hostility.
There has been an increase in hostility between the two fighting nations.
Yes, and I am afraid that it will soon get more serious. Hound.
What type of dog is that?
It is a hound. Hover.
The airplane hovered above the airport for 10 minutes.
It must have been waiting for space to land on the runway. Howl.
I heard a lot of howling last night.
Sorry, my dog wanted to come indoors. Huddle.
Aw, look at those chicks all huddling together.
Aren't they sweet? Hue.
The hue from the lights was golden.
Yes, they created a wonderful atmosphere in the room. Hug.
He hugged the teddy bear for a feeling of security.
Why didn't he hug you? Hum.
Can you hum along to this tune?
I would if I knew it, but I'm afraid that I don't. Humanity.
What do you think is more beneficial to humanity? Socks or shoes?
What type of silly question is that? Humidity.
The humidity reached almost 95%.
That is almost unbearable. You must have found it difficult. Humiliated.
You humiliated me in front of my friend.
Sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't intend it.
Hurdle.
Did you run in the race?
Yes, but I knocked down 3 hurdles and so came in last.
Hurl.
Please do not hurl the rubbish across the room, children.
Sorry, miss. We won't do it again. Hurricane.
The winds were so strong that I thought it was a hurricane.
Was there any damage done? Hush.
I hushed the children up.
Good. They were making too much noise. Hustle.
Do you like going into the city on the train?
No. There's too much noise and hustle. Hybrid.
Universities are now hybrids of the academic and the business worlds.
I agree, and unfortunately, the students often get neglected. Hygiene.
His hygiene standards are terrible.
Yeah, I don't think that he has the chance to wash very often. Hymn.
We will sing the hymn on page 100 of your books today.
Oh, but we sang that one last week.
Hyphen.
My surname is Bailey Smith.
Is there a hyphen between Bailey and Smith?
Hypocrisy.
His speech was utter hypocrisy.
I agree. It was very unreasonable. Hypothesis.
Before we do the experiment, we have to form a hypothesis.
Do you have any suggestions? Hysterical.
The comedy show was hysterical.
Oh, but I did not find it to be particularly funny.
I. Identification.
I need to see some identification before I can let you in.
But I'm not carrying any. Ideology.
My ideologies and ideas about life have changed over the years.
That is natural. It is called growing up. Idiom.
I'm up the creek without a paddle.
Stop talking in idiom. Idiot.
I lost your wallet. I'm sorry.
You idiot. You are always misplacing things. Idol.
Madonna is my idol.
And you are mine. Ignite.
The fire was ignited by an accident.
Are you sure that it was not arson? Illuminate.
The new lights illuminate the room well.
Yes, I had them specially designed. Illusion.
Is that you, Helen? Or are you an illusion?
Yes, it really is me, and I haven't seen you for years. Imaginative.
Your essay was very imaginative, but lacking detail.
But you did say, sir, that you wanted us to be creative. Imitation.
Is that the real painting, or just an imitation?
No, it is just a copy. Immerse.
You are always immersed in a book.
I love reading. I can't help it. Imminent.
My departure will be imminent.
Then why are you still standing here? Immortal.
My grandfather is so old that he thinks that he is immortal.
Well, maybe he is. Immune.
Try not to get ill.
Don't worry. I am immune to disease. Impair.
Your sight will be impaired if you sit that close to the TV.
I think it is too late. Why do you think I have to sit this close? Impart.
As a teacher, it is my job to impart knowledge.
You have a very responsible job. Imperative.
Now it is imperative that you listen to my instructions.
What will happen if we don't? Imperial.
The imperial ship set sail for India in 1843.
What was the aim of that voyage? Impetus.
I am going to Canada tomorrow. I decided today.
That was an impetus decision. Implicit.
Do you think I will be able to do the job?
Absolutely. You have my implicit confidence. Impulse.
I bought my car on impulse.
And do you regret it now? Inaugurate.
The priest will be inaugurated on Saturday.
Is that meant to be a sad or happy occasion? incense.
What is that strong smell in the room?
Oh, I am burning some incense. Incentive.
I will give you a bonus as an incentive to do more work.
But I don't have time to do more work. Incessant.
Stop with your incessant moaning.
But you won't listen to me otherwise. Incident.
The incident took place at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
We will need to look for witnesses to the crime. Incidentally.
Incidentally, are you free on Friday?
I'm afraid not. Why? What did you have planned? Incite.
The president was trying to incite the masses into action.
Do you think that the population will respond? Inclusive.
I would like to have Monday to Friday off. Inclusively.
Do you mean each week? Incorporate.
If we incorporate your ideas with mine, I think we'll have a splendid plan.
Sounds good to me. Incumbent.
It is incumbent upon you to follow my orders.
Why? What gives you the authority to say such? Incur.
I need you to go on a business trip. Naturally, we will reimburse you for all expenses that you incur.
Sure. When and where would you like me to go? Indebted.
I will be eternally indebted to my parents for giving me an education.
Yes, you are lucky. They have been very supportive. Indefinite.
When will you return?
I'm not sure. I'm going away for an indefinite length of time. Indicative.
Is your accent indicative of your region?
Yes, I think that I speak in a fairly typical way. Indict.
Paul tends to indict everyone that disagrees with him.
I disagree. Indignation.
The unjust situation filled me with indignation.
I would not have been pleased either. Induce.
I am having difficulty sleeping at night.
I hear that warm milk helps to induce sleep. Indulge.
I have eaten so much.
But it is your birthday. You are allowed to indulge once a year. Inertia.
There was a feeling of inertia and inactivity when I entered the room.
That is because everyone was sleeping. Infamous.
Johannesburg in South Africa has an infamous reputation.
Yes, I have heard that there is a very high crime rate. Infantry.
The infantry fired several shots into the air.
I hope it was just as a warning to the enemy. Infection.
Doctor, I have a terrible cough.
I'm afraid that you have a serious chest infection. Infectious.
Is my disease infectious, doctor?
No, you cannot pass it on to others, but you still need to be careful. Inflate.
Can you help me inflate this balloon?
I'm not sure if I have enough air in my lungs for that. Inflict.
Why are you a vegetarian?
I don't want to inflict harm on animals. Infrared.
How can your camera take pictures in the dark?
It has an infrared light to help it focus. Infrastructure.
The roads and railways in my country are terrible.
Yes, the government needs to develop the infrastructure. Ingenious.
I think I will take the day off work.
What an ingenious idea. Ingenuity.
Da Vinci was a painter and designer of great ingenuity.
Yes, he was certainly very talented. Inhabit.
I would love to inhabit a small tropical island.
Alone? Would you not get lonely? Inhale.
Please inhale the sweet fragrance from the flowers.
Sorry, my nose is blocked. Inherent.
There are certain facts inherent in this situation that I am unable to understand.
Perhaps you need to spend some more time thinking about it, then. Inhibit.
I was inhibited from entering the building.
Why were there barriers in your way? Initiate.
I'd like to initiate a new project.
Sounds exciting. What are your plans? Inject.
I had to have the medicine injected directly into my veins.
Ouch, that sounds painful. Inland.
Do you live by the coast?
No, I live inland, about 5 hours from the sea. Inlet.
Let's go for a picnic.
Good idea. I know a small inlet where we spend the afternoon. Inmate.
The prison inmates were protesting because of the living conditions.
Yes, the prisoners have a hard time. Innate.
You are such a good pianist. It must be innate.
No, it is just practice. Innovation.
I'm going to an exhibition of modern innovations this afternoon.
Oh, can I come? I'm fascinated by new inventions.